The leader matters. Take a look at what determines the success of an organization, whether it's a business, a nonprofit, a government, a sports team. And I think too often we follow our tribes.
Welcome back to a Bold Plan for America podcast, where we explore the most significant problems we face as a country and solutions to fix them. I'm with author John Burke, CEO of Trek Bicycle, and we're going to talk about leaders and a leadership scorecard that you've put together.
Yeah.
We're in a year when we are interviewing for the most important job in the United States.
Yes, we are.
Talk about your approach to that interview, and then we'll get into the scorecard.
Yeah, I think leadership is super important. And I think, you know, a phrase I've always believed in is what gets measured gets done. So how do you measure leadership, and how should you interview the candidates? Because we need to understand this is a democracy, and the citizens are going to vote for a leader to lead us. It's our government, and we're going to choose somebody to lead us. So when you're making that choice, what are you basing the choice on? And I think too often we follow our tribes. It's like, well, I'm a Democrat, so I'm going to do this, or I'm a Republican, so I'm going to do this. And I think we need to think more for ourselves, and we need to step back and say, you know what? This is what's important to me, because leadership matters. If you go and take a look at what determines the success of an organization, whether it's a business, a nonprofit, a government, a sports team, the leader matters. And we see this throughout American history. Great leadership matters. And I think going into this, we should kind of think about, okay, how are we going to judge our leaders? And so in the book that I put together a scorecard to help people kind of think through the way I'm looking at who I'm going to select.
So in developing this scorecard, you've reflected on great leaders.
Yep.
You mentioned earlier you're a student of American history. Talk about some of the leaders who have inspired you.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that's really important in any great leader is humility, is somebody who puts the country ahead of themselves, that it really is sacrifice and it's public service. They're more interested in the public than they're interested in themselves. And if you go back in American history, and I think the other thing that you got to take a look at is just will, all right? And Jim Collins, the great management thinker, says a great leader is a combination of humility and will. And I think those are, you know, there's certainly two things we look at here at Trek, and I think there are a few more traits. But go and take a look at Washington. You know, Washington first and foremost cared about the birth of the nation, and he cared about the country. He didn't care about himself. You know, and then you go to Lincoln and you take a look at what he endured going through the Civil War. And it was all about the country. It was never about Lincoln. And the iron will to take one loss after another loss and just hang in. He didn't take polls. He knew what was right, and he pursued that course. And too often in America, we've got people going all over the place based on polls or based on campaign contributions. And Lincoln didn't have to sit there and take a look at who his contributors were to decide what he should do. You know, and then you take a look at a guy like Teddy Roosevelt, and you take a look at the vision that he had, and you take a look at his iron will to get to bust the trust and to create the national parks and to do some really big things because it was the right thing to do. And then you take a look, you know, one of my favorites is Franklin Roosevelt. And you take a look when everybody was saying, stay out of the war, stay out of the war. You know, he comes up with Lend-Lease. You know, he thinks outside of the box. He uses vision. And he, once again, he is focused on what's in the best long-term interest of America, not what's in his poll numbers. And he has this will to see the nation through the Depression and to see the nation through the war. And I think that's incredibly admirable. And then, you know, I spoke about it a little bit earlier, but I take a look at Eisenhower. And, you know, the farewell address. I mean, you want to talk about humility. Here's a general who's the president of the United States warning his countrymen of a growing military-industrial complex. That is incredible humility of putting the nation ahead of his own personal interest or the interests of the military. You know, and I'll tell you, I just read a book on Gerald Ford. And I thought, oh, can I really do it? You know, a book on Jerry Ford? You know, and it turned out it was an audio book. It's 35 hours. And it was amazing. And here's this man who made decision after decision based on the best long-term interest of the country, not his political interests. And I think that great leadership matters. And so, you know, in the book, I put together a scorecard and I say, here's a scorecard. And I think our present-day leaders have gotten away from the formula for success of a successful American presidents. I think money has had a huge influence in this. And I think we've gotten off course. So I put together the scorecard, and I hope it can be helpful for people as they make a decision as to who they should support in the campaign.
So what I'd like to do is just have you walk us through the elements of the scorecard.
Yep.
And you've set the first one very clearly.
Yep.
Humility leads the scorecard.
It's first for a reason. You know, and you go through our great leaders, and I just rattled them off, but they all had a high sense of humility. It's that the country was more important than they were. They had a duty to the public. They were representing the people. They were making decisions in the long-term best interest of the people, even if it was going to cost them. Even if they had to go out and take a risk, you know, Lincoln in the Civil War or Franklin Roosevelt before World War II starts with Lend-Lease, he's taking a risk. Or when Jerry Ford pardons Nixon, he did it because he thought it was in the best long-term interest of the country. That to me, when you're deciding, who am I going to support? Who's the candidate who puts the country ahead of themselves? Who can make decisions in the best long-term interest of the people?
Another attribute of leadership is to have a commitment to learning,
yeah,
and an openness to the ideas of others.
I mean, you know, readers are leaders. You are what you read. And there are a lot of leaders who read a lot, who were, you know, Jefferson read a lot. Lincoln read a lot. Both of the Roosevelts read a lot. Harry Truman, huge reader. Knowledge. You know, as president, you have to deal with all of these issues, and you can't know everything. So what's really important is being open to ideas, and who are you going to surround yourself with? You know, and one of the things I always like to do whenever I have to face a decision, I have two huge whiteboards in my office for a reason, is when I need to make decisions, I get the smartest people in the room, regardless of who they are or where they are in the organization, and I get up there at that whiteboard and I frame the question and I get everybody's input. What do you think? And I think that's super important. Who's a leader who can get the smartest people in the room, and who's the leader who's got outstanding listening skills, who can get that knowledge out of people? Because it's better to get, you're never going to have one person who's a genius. That never works. You need somebody who can harness the capabilities of a lot of people.
So the third component in your scorecard is plans and policies in the long-term best interest of the country.
I think this is so important, and nobody seems to care. I mean, we have candidates out there right now who are running for the highest office in the land who cannot answer a basic question of what would you change in the government you're hoping to lead? You are going to inherit a country that is $33 trillion in debt. What is your plan to solve the deficit problem? You have a healthcare system that is twice as expensive as any other Western country and delivers almost the worst results. What is your plan? Basic questions like this, and yet we don't have candidates who can answer any of those questions. I haven't heard an answer. This campaign has arguably been going on for 6 months. I have not heard an answer to any one of those questions. And whether you like the response or not, it would just be nice to know that somebody's thought about the damn job and they have a plan. Please give me a damn plan. Then it's something I can talk about. And that's what I think their political masters tell them. Don't put out a plan, because then we'll actually have to talk about something. And I just think that's, we own this democracy. We need to be more demanding of our candidates.
Telling the truth.
You know, there's a quote from like George H.W. Bush that, if you don't have the truth, we're doomed. And he said it like 30 years ago. You know, there was a great senator from New York, Daniel Patrick Moynihan. He said, everybody's entitled to their own opinions, but not their own facts. And, you know, I believe that's true, is people can have an opinion about anything. And we should respect people's opinion. Oh, that's interesting. Thank you for sharing that with me. And you listen and learn. But not your own facts. As we sit here today in Waterloo, Wisconsin, I woke up and it was minus 10 degrees. That is a fact. And we're $33 trillion in debt. That is a fact. There are so many great facts, and for some reason, we've thrown the facts away and we create a show. And this is serious business. The government matters. We, the citizens, depend on the government for so many things. Our national defense, our health care, our environmental policies, social security, trade, things like air traffic control, the quality of our water, all these things the government's involved in. It matters. So what's your plan? And, you know, I think as a citizen, that's on my scorecard. I want to hear from somebody who wants to lead the most powerful nation in the world. I want to know what your plan is.
It's important that leaders push people to live up to their responsibilities. And you outline specifically civic responsibilities.
Yeah. Well, I think, John Kennedy stood on the Capitol and he said, ask not what the country can do for you, but what you can do for the country. And I think we're at this place in America where we all want to know what the country can do for me. I want a tax cut. I want lower drug prices. I want this. I want that. And we got these politicians fumbling over each other to give you what you want. And I'm actually looking for a candidate who says, no. We are going to be a great country. And in order to be a great country, this is what we need to do. And this is the part you can play. And, if you take a look at all successful teams, you take a look at great businesses, great nonprofits, great sports teams, it's not about treats. It's about working hard. It's about creating a legacy. It's about setting a goal. It's about getting stuff done. It's about moving the meter. It's about accomplishing things. It's not about an easy life, right? It's somebody once said, easy choices, hard life. Hard choices, easy life. Do the hard work. And I think looking for a leader who's going to challenge us, look at what happened when President Kennedy challenged us to go to the moon. Worth it or not? And then Roosevelt challenged us to be the arsenal of democracy. Worth it or not? And in each one of those cases, citizens played a primary role in making that dream a reality. And I think we need a leader who challenges the people.
The final element of your scorecard is running an honorable campaign.
I'm tired. You turn the TV on and you have to watch one political ad after another, and it's who can tear the other person down and who can create the most sensational story instead of running an honorable campaign. What is your word worth? What is your name worth? Those used to be two of the greatest currencies in American society. And I think being honorable is something I'm looking for. And I think it's something, if we want to have people behave better in our society, let's start with the people who want the highest job in the land. And I think now would be a great time to see that.
So this scorecard frames an important step in the process, educating people, interviewing for the most important role in the land. For people to get more information about the scorecard and the book, they can visit aboldplan.com and download a free copy of the book. And we'll use this podcast to talk about the specific issues and, more importantly, solutions that the candidates can be talking about.
We will, and this is how I see it. And these are some opinions that I have, and I hope it's very helpful to people.
Very good. Thank you.
For sources and citations, please see A Bold Plan for America by John Burke.